Welcome to Vigilante News Press Radio, where we are tired of government corruption, the UN infiltration of our U.S. sovereignty, horse prostitute media corruption, secret globalist meetings, and the perversion of our local justice system. We will expose you, every single one of you. If you're wondering what we're about, well, we are activists. And when authoritarians pretend they are pious and revel in the nitpicky control freak power trips, which they like to impose onto the public while they themselves are morally defunct and in secret are vile creatures swimming around in a cesspit of scum and regurgitated pig vomit, we need to expose them. And you can help us to expose them by becoming the new media, the new press. It is time we become the mainstream because the old mainstream cannot be trusted. We are journalists. We are activists. We are the new press. Anyways, today is the 25th of February, 2013. If you'd like to download this podcast, please go to vigilantenewspress.com and click on podcast. Also, we encourage you to get active in our forum and to become an active vigilante member of our press by helping us to expose the crazy eugenicist nutbags in your area. Now, if you want to go to the website forum, you go to Vigilante News Press and just click on form and it should pop up and you can register there. Anyways, I want to thank you for tuning in. I am your host, Shlomiel. That is Shlomiel, yes. And if you have any feedback or comments, email us at vigilantenewspress@yahoo.com. That is vigilantenewspress@yahoo.com. Also, if you'd like to be a guest or do an interview or whatever, just drop us a line and let us know what's up. Anyways, well, it again appears that Obama is selling this nation out to foreign interest, again, in hopes to continue to lessen our abilities to be a sovereign, independent nation by trying to force through Congress, well, just as other treasonous presidents did in the past, a trade agreement designed to benefit globalist control freaks looking to divide our diversity in products for export. While they restrict and lessen our exports, which will again increase this nation's imports. I mean, this man and his administration is intentionally looking to increase joblessness and poverty. They are trying to bankrupt this nation. I mean, how many times does this criminal get to stab our economy in the back before anyone does anything about it? Also, people are getting assassinated all over the place now. Not just whistleblowers and press, but now many of this nation's highly trained military officials. They're getting assassinated. This guy can curtsy and smile all he likes. But we know he is ordering murder. He has blood on his hands and a bandit's loot stashed away for his rewards of it. He is a murderous robber, sending drones out to kill children in other nations while funding the eugenicists here who are aborting and the unborn and looking to euthanize the elderly and disabled. This guy needs to be stopped. This man needs to be stopped. His little dance around everything needs to be bypassed. This guy needs to get thrown out. Anyways, a Gallup poll reveals this week that in Washington, D.C., it has the highest lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender population in the whole of the United States, that being 10% of the D.C. population. And I'm almost convinced that a good number of them are found working daily in the White House, Capitol building, and all other federal departments that, you know, they make up most of that population. That 10%, most of them in their federal buildings there. I mean, they pervert truth and justice. Being a sexual pervert would also be a reflection of such disgusting behavior. I'm sure. I mean, you can't be that perverted mentally, injustice. You can't kick your brother in the head and not be a sexual pervert on top of that. I mean, you could, but, you know, I mean, why not just go the whole route? Be a, you know, that's what they are, you know, they're perverted, straight line. And anyways, of course, in this week's news is also the Vatican, which I see as a separate entity from your regular institutionalized Catholics. You know, the shenanigans of those old order occultists looking to manipulate well-meaning people to worship their perversions by many other methods. But anyways, they are now electing another pope, which I believe is by design. But many of these Freemason occult based Scottish Rite, York Rite, Bohemian Grove type people, along with a lot of the Kabbalists, Judaism believers, they're all looking for their Luciferian Messiah. They think that their Messiah is coming. Well, the Jewish Kabbalists are different. Those are the ones that are in Israel. A lot of people think that all Jews are evil, you know, and they're like, bad Zionists, Zionists are evil. You know, most Christians are Zionists, and most know it, but there is a subgroup out there that thinks that all Zionists are evil, and they don't understand it. But anyways, there are people out there that think all Jews are evil because of Rockefellers and all this other stuff. It has nothing to do with Jews. The Bible even talks about Jews who are not Jews. And those are the Kabbalists. Those are those that worship Baal. They worship a different god. That they cover themselves in a false Judaism, which is what the Kabbalah is all about. That's what all the Zoan's all about. It's covering yourself in a Judaism, a liberal Judaism type look, and playing off as that while you're really a Mason, while you're really an occult Baal worshiper. I mean, Ezekiel broke through the wall and saw such disgusting behavior in his day, and that's the same thing going on now. You have genuine Jews there that are trying to follow the Bible and the Talmud, which is kind of a man's perversion. But anyways, I'm not going to get into that. But they're good, honest people. They believe in uprightness. While their leaders, through their Mason tie-ins, hook up with these Freemasons globally and ruin everything. But anyways, I got way out of topic there. Also, the Hindus and the Buddhists, they all believe in the same thing. Muslims are waiting for their 12th imam. It's just a satanic mess of idolatrous evil all around. Anyways, this is great news, especially when the government is loading up on enough hobbits to fight a 20-year war as they train to shoot and kill American women who are pregnant, and also children in their thousands of lifelike shooting targets. Alex Jones put out something about that. I think on his Facebook and on his website, which is Prison Planet and Infowars.com, but he put, he bought them, and now they're not allowing people to buy them, but he bought them, and he made a little meme and put them on there, and it's kind of cool. So you could see them on his website. We posted them on our Facebook website, and you could check them out. But man, it's shocking how disgusting this is. These are pregnant women. One of them's of a woman holding a child's hand. I mean, they are armed, but they obviously look American. They don't look like, they ain't wearing turbans. They're not, you know, doing some Russian dance. They're not wearing a commie red hat. They're just dressed in casual clothes in a setting that you would see in a normal suburbanite backyard, or going into somebody's house as a guest. It looks like that. And they're training to shoot these people. It's ridiculous. It's crazy. I mean, anyways, everything's getting all messed up, especially here. They're trying to sum everything up. They're going in full force here in the United States, and we see it because they have to work harder to turn a bunch of free people into slaves here, because most of us have the attitude that we're not slaves and we're not going to be slaves. Now, there's some here that believe they, you know, that want to be slaves and understand nothing about independence, understand nothing about class, understand nothing about principle, and would love to live as a bootlicking dirtbag. That's just their way of life. Anyways, tribulations are coming, so be ready. Be prepared. Get food. Prepare for everything. Anything you can think of to prepare, prepare. I mean, I'm not saying that when Messiah comes, you go run into your house and grab all your stuff. You know, forget your stuff. You know, Messiah comes, and you'll know it's him because everything gets incinerated when he comes. You know, it's like a light flashing from the east to the west. He's just his glory will incinerate things. You'll know it's him. You will know it's him. There's no question. Anyways, tribulations are coming. Get ready. Be prepared. Have food. Bang that Bible more than you've ever banged it before. Get those words into your head, because that's what's going to save you, is God. He's going to help you. Anyways, to our first headline here, which is from SeattleOrganicRestaurants.com. Yep, that's not a normal news source, but it has a very important headline. Aborted human fetal cells for stimulating artificial flavors. You heard it. Aborted human fetal cells for stimulating artificial flavors. Anyways, it goes on to say, biotech companies have been using aborted human fetal cells for testing the effectiveness of different flavoring agents in their products. Last year, the news came out that a biotech company in CA called Senomyx, that's S-E-N-O-M-Y-X, has been using aborted human fetal cells in foods and beverages. A pro-life watchdog group called Children of God for Life, that's CGL, has been calling and marketing, well, they've been calling the marketing scheme of the biotech companies deceptive and the use of aborted human fetal cells unethical and immoral. Debbie Vineage, that's V-I-N-N-E-D-G-E, the director of CGL, in an interview mentions that why the biotech doesn't come out clean and tell the public that they are using human embryonic kidney cells called HEK293, taken from aborted babies to produce human taste receptors, question mark. The HEK293 is the code for aborted human kidney cells that are used to generate taste receptors that can stimulate a type of protein known as G-protein, familiar to the human taste. Besides Synomyx, S-Y-N-O-M-Y-X, PepsiCo also continues to use aborted human fetal cells in their drinks. Yeah, you heard that. PepsiCo also continues to use aborted human fetal cells in their drinks. Last year, the shareholders of PepsiCo co-signed a petition that required the company to adopt ethical ways to enhance the natural flavor of their drinks and stop using human aborted fetuses. However, the Obama administration shut down the proposal and gave their blessing to PepsiCo to continue the use of aborted babies as flavor enhancer in their drinks, which means business as usual. Yeah, cannibalism, ain't it great? Ain't it great? Don't you love cannibalism? Oh, you have presidential blessing. Hey, it continues on. It says in an interview, Debbie Vintage, the director of CGL, also mentions how the biotech has taken the whole thing into a new level by even exploiting the aborted fetuses for profit. Based on the Center of Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, the dead human tissue are also found in flu vaccines. Besides other substances like aluminum, formaldehyde, monosodium glutamate, that's MSG, which you find in a lot of Chinese food, Chinese food buffets, so you feel full anyways, and it says also mercury and antibiotics. Now, the story goes on a little bit more into further detail, pretty much talking about other companies that are involved in integrating this substance, like Kraft, Nabisco, Campbell's Soup, It's just sad and disgusting. I mean, I heard about Pepsi doing this around last year sometime, and I immediately started to boycott their products. Immediately. I mean, and I mean, if the abortion part doesn't bother you, surely the cannibalism part should. I mean, anybody. I don't know anybody that likes the idea of eating other humans. I don't care, like, if it's just like a little bit of human. You know, here's a little bit of human. Now, the abortion part outrages me just as much as the cannibalism part does. I mean, so, I don't know. I don't want to name call. Well, yeah, I'll name call. I think abortion is stupid. I think you're stupid for killing your baby. Anyways, but come to find out through this article, it is not just Pepsi products, it's other products that are looking into it. You know, there's some companies out there that don't quite have it in there yet, and they haven't figured out to put it in there, or they're looking into it, or they're scared, or maybe Pepsi's the guinea pig, and everybody like, oh, if Pepsi does it, you know, and gets away with it, you know, then we can do it and get away with it. I don't know what's going on there, but anyways, there's a lot of companies out there looking to integrate this into their foods too. I mean, I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's just, I mean, the infrastructure of the normal, which we all grown up with, everything we were raised with, is taking an impact every day with junk like this all the time. It's really affecting how we've grown accustomed to living. I mean, a lot of people don't understand what this means. Especially for people that are trying to avoid this, eating this crap, it pretty much means that they're not buying any prepared products from your local grocery store, or most notoriously Walmart. I mean, people should know that most of the food you eat from Walmart is nothing more than a chemical collection of belly filler. I mean, you eat food, it fills your belly, you feel full, but it has no nutritional value whatsoever, and you wonder why you feel sickly and why your brain's not firing up on all fours, and you got to drink like a whole pot of coffee, and some of you, where your body tells you that you're still hungry, and you just keep eating and you're eating and you're never satisfied. I mean, there's a Bible verse that says there'll be a time when people do that, where they keep eating and they're never satisfied. And it's because they're not getting their nutrients. You're not getting your nutrients because you're eating this food. And I said local supermarkets, and there are some good ones. But I remember when I was a kid, I applied for a supermarket. And you know what? It had 80 other chain supermarkets on there that one supermarket was linked to. So, like, say I got fired from that supermarket, or I quit, I would have had to explain to these other supermarkets, which are owned by the same people, that I did once work for them, if I wanted to get hired through them. So, they're like Walmart in a way, but they're more secretive about it. They seem like they're different privately owned businesses when they're just a big, huge facade of privately owned businesses. But, anyways, And you know, let's not also get into the GMOs. We know about the GMOs, so you can't have, it's, I mean, you got Whole Foods, and then you hear that Whole Foods is messing up. But I've been to Whole Foods lately. I go to Whole Foods quite often, and they are good about putting organic stuff out. But you do hear in the news that they're trying to slip some non-organic stuff in all the time, so you got to be careful with them too. So they're not a complete, you know, safety. You know, and I can see, you know, this type of abortion behavior. You can see the irony in judgment here, because being a nation that allows open mass murder of its most innocent is the same kind of nation that will allow themselves to eat a plate full of aborted human flavor enzymes. I mean, it's like the old saying, you made your bed, Now sleep in it. It also reminds me of the golden calf of the Bible that the Israelites rebelliously were worshiping. And angry Moses ground up in the dust and poured it out into their water supply as they were drinking it. So, anyways, I'm going off here. We'll move on to our next headline. From naturalnews.com, MSG and aspartame are the two leading causes of central nervous system damage in the United States. Excitotoxins, as they are appropriately named, are supposed to enhance flavor and excite your taste buds, but this, quote, class, unquote, of chemicals overstimulate neuron receptors, which are what allow brain cells to communicate with each other. This causes a firing of impulses at such a rapid rate that they become completely exhausted. And several hours later, these depleted neurons die. This is true cell death, and the parts of the brain that are specifically targeted by these excitotoxins are the hypothalamus and temporal lobes, which not only control behavior, emotions, and sleep cycles, but you guessed it, immunity. Aspartame and MSG stimulate the taste cells in the tongue, causing food flavor to be enhanced, especially in soups, snacks, sauces, gravies, low-fat processed foods, and now aspartame is found in 95% of breath mints and chewing gum, even when they're not, quote, sugar-free. If you regularly experience any or all of the following, it's about time to question the amount of excitotoxins that are swimming through your heart and brain. Do you suffer from migraine, headaches, inflammation, unwarranted weight gain, rashes, and, quote, skin crawling? It may all be spurred by genetically modified flavored enhancers. Let's cover all the bases. Monosodium glutamate, MSG, has at least 20 different names. There are many other products / additives that are simply, quote, sisters or cousins of MSG, but beware because MSG is a microcombination of these other, quote, food additives and chemically engineered flavor enhancers. Plus, the MSG, quote, cousin additives do not have to be labeled as MSG because they are not manufactured in tandem. So when enough of them add up in your daily intake, you may as well have eaten MSG on an empty stomach. Now, it goes on to say a little bit more, but, I mean, stay away from MSG, stay away from aspartame, you know, and if I had to work hard to convince you all that the FDA is a joke, you guys probably would not be listening to the show in the first place, so to exhaust myself in anger and frustration would be pointless over this. However, some people don't understand about how destructive aspartame or these sugar-free drinks really are. Do any of you remember the first Gulf War while supposedly protecting Kuwait from Iraq? Remember all those veterans who came back mentally ill, some even doing crazy, crazy things? Well, that was known as Desert Storm Syndrome, which was linked to, quote, sugar-free beverages when stored in a steel container like those of an 18-wheeler, or heated above 85 degrees Fahrenheit, as in desert heat. Aspartame in diet drinks breaks down into neurotoxic substance, methanol, which is wood alcohol, formaldehyde, also used as embalming fluid, formic acid, which is also anti-sting venom, and DKP, which is a notorious brain tumor agent. All the major soft drink companies shipped free diet drinks. Read Business Week, December 90th edition. They sent them to the Desert Storm troops. Now, they were broke down in storage into a highly toxic substance. The symptoms reported by the sufferers of Gulf War syndrome mimic the ones of those reporting problems associated with aspartame use today. Now, as a former worker of Pepsi, I remember that just the transport from the local warehouse to the town's local vendors, that because of the heat, the cans were often prone to explode. They even had a pile to put your exploded cans at. And at the end of the day, which collectively added up to be about a couple dumpsters full of these exploded cans, you know. Now, that is under extreme heat, which you know, is Oklahoma heat, which was, you know, in the prime, it's way above 90 and 100 degrees. I mean, it could be between 90 and 100, but, I mean, we've had temperatures getting up to 110 here. I mean, it gets pretty hot. So, also, as an over-the-road semi driver, I can also tell you that them 53-foot trailers, they get very hot. And I'm telling you, 85 degrees is a joke. I mean, that's cool sometimes during the summer. But you step into them things, man, you almost want to pass out from the heat. I mean, I worked for this one donut company, and we had shortening. And they had to store the shortening in the warehouse that was air-conditioned because under, I think it was like, I think after 90 degrees, it starts melting. Well, if they left them in the trucks, you know, they would melt completely. Now, anybody with common sense or has driven a truck will know, or somebody that's never seen an 18-wheeler 50-foot trailer, they wouldn't understand. They might think they're insulated. I can understand that. But, no, they get very, very hot. So, you know, it's I can guarantee during the summer you are drinking broke-down wood alcohol and formaldehyde like crazy. And the only reason a big fuss is not made of it in the mainstream media now is mostly because they can't use it as an excuse to demonize veterans. Now, I know it is funny for some to mock health nuts on account of the few crazies out there, but this is no joke. This is very serious. I don't think a Monsanto-manufactured chemical consumed by thousands of crazy, irritable, ditzy, skinny women is no coincidence. I also don't think this is a coincidence that epidemic of cancers, diabetes, and artery failure, that they're no coincidence either. I mean, something has been recently introduced into the American diet within the last 80 years, and people are dying like flies. People are getting diseased like flies. And it's MSG. It's aspartame, it's highly processed foods, it has to do with fluoride in the water, and other chemicals, even vaccinations. You know, we think we've gotten wise, and we've put ourselves on a pedestal that we're a wise man, and really the reality of it is a bunch of evil tyrants are looking to practice their population control through those products. It's just sick. It's really sick. And just stay away from it, please. We need healthy freedom fighters. You know, the globalists act all haughty because they don't eat all this stuff and they think they're all smart and they're wise. They're just not sick. They're not being attacked. But we need to be on par with them. We need to eat healthy. We need to be smarter. You know, a part of us, you know, we've been beat down enough already, but with what little we have, we need to preserve. And our body will heal itself if we get to eat the right nutrients. Anyways, I'm not a homeopath. Buy Alex Pax on his website. He's got that, what is it? That tangy tangerine. That stuff is good. I ate it. I bought several things of it. Man, I felt energized. I mean, my body really needed that. But anyways, to our next headline here. From IsraelNationalNews.com, a seat for the Pope at King David's tomb. And it goes on to say, a historic agreement has been drafted between Israel and the Vatican. The Israeli authorities have granted the Pope an official seat in the room where the Last Supper is believed to have taken place, on Mount Zion in Jerusalem, and where David and Solomon, Jewish kings of Judea, are considered by some researchers to be buried. It is the culmination of a long campaign by the Catholic Church to regain religious stewardship over the place where Jesus is supposed to have broken bread and drunk wine with his disciples over the eve of his crucifixion. This is an enormous issue pushed through without any public debate. According to our sources, the agreement, which is expected to be ratified next June, gives the Pope a special authority over the second floor of the building so that Christian pilgrims will be able to celebrate religious functions like Pope John Paul did in 2000. The agreement constitutes Israel's capitulation to the Vatican's efforts to, quote, Christianize the holy site, like when a Catholic convent was built in Auschwitz. The Catholic Church has long wanted control over part of the area on Mount Zion so as to turn it into an international religious center for Catholics. Now that is not a Catholic site. That is a Christian site. That is a Nazarene site. That is not just a Catholic site. That's for believers. So any Protestant that steps foot on that property, they have to endure the and roll their eyes at all the Catholic nonsense. I mean, it's just ridiculous. But even look at Bible prophecy. Any Protestant worth half his weight in salt knows that, you know, the Pope having a throne in the area of Jerusalem on Mount Zion on his holy mountain is not a good thing. It's not a good thing, especially when everybody thinks that this next Pope is the Luciferian Messiah, where the Catholics, well, through the Malachi prophecy, actually the Zohar prophesies of a Messiah that will come after the destruction of the seven hills, which is Rome, the seven hills. They even call it the seven hills, which is all hills dedicated to some pagan Romish deity, hence the Pantheon and all them other things that, you know, multi-worship going on there, polytheism, which was also drafted into their form of Christendom, Catholicism, but anyways, I'm not going to get into that. It after that gets destroyed, that the Messiah or the Luciferian Messiah for the Kabbalist Jews, which are in the leadership of Israel right now, which I totally detest, and which Bible prophecy says that the Jews will rise up against them and wipe them out of power someday. So, you know, a lot of people that are disappointed with Israel right now because of its leadership, the Bible talks of a time where the Jews do rise up against their own leadership, which keeps getting them, you know, stabbed in the back for going along with all the craziness of these nations like the UN and the EU. These, you know, God commanded the people of Israel not to make any covenants with any foreign nations, and this is what they're doing. And they're doing it because it's not them. It's these Kabbalists. It's these Jewish Freemasons. Now, I know, anyways, I talked about that earlier in the show, but anyways, it's the Catholics are told, well, I brought up the Zohar prophecy because it was spoken of before this Malachi prophecy or Saint Malachi prophecy was dug up out of the Vatican archives. For the Vatican officials or the papacy to say, oh, you know, we had a saint that said similar things, and they say instead that Pope will comfort the Catholics during the times of tribulation. So, which is odd because, you know, the rapture, which the Catholic in that. That's teaching against the rapture because you're being comforted during the times of tribulation and you're supposed to get raptured. But I'm not saying all Catholics believe in the rapture. Now, I know a lot of Christian Protestants do because of a Jesuit teaching rooted out of Catholicism. Within the last 100 years, they believe in being raptured, even though the rapture happens after tribulation. So I'm not going to get into that, you know, that debate. I'm just saying you're wrong. So, you know, write me. send me an email. Anyways, that's all the time we have for the show this week. I had another story here about Pope Benedict being retired, and a report coming out that the Vatican's officials are hiding gay officials within the church, that they're openly gay people in the Vatican being gay, and they're okay with that. They just are restricting priests now from practicing because it's an issue. So, you know, a lot of them gay preachers, as I said, when you're gay, you're dealing with sexual perversion, and these gay priests and officials slowly move on to children. So, and it's just that's the plague of sexual perversion. You know, it's a vice you have to get rid of. I'm not gonna side with homosexuality because it is unlawful, and I know a lot of people are too big of cowards to say anything. You know, they're cowards. You know, the truth is it's sexual perversion. You got a problem with it, you need to get fixed. Just like a guy that has a problem with adultery, he needs to fix that. That's sexual perversion too. Anyways, I got to end this show here. And anyways, I hope you enjoyed it. And I know now you can direct your activist intentions for the week on some muckraking. That'd be nice if everyone who hears this show goes out and starts taking pictures, taking videos, doing research, finding things, executive orders around their local areas, and post it on our forum or our Facebook or beam it to me at a Twitter or send it to my email and I'll make a story out of it. Or just post it on Planet InfoWars or plant it on your Facebook. Or start a Vigilante News Press, you know, whatever state you're from edition, and buddy with mine. I mean, we can all do that, and you can get full credit for that and run the Vigilante Press site. See, Vigilante News Press is not supposed to be about me. I'm doing this radio thing because I have a decent voice for it, you know. I don't know about a decent brain for it, but I have a decent voice for it. So I'm doing the show portion, but Vigilante News Press is not supposed to be completely about my opinions. It's about a moral standard attacking those performing wickedness in our local areas, usurping the will of the people to impose wickedness. And we all should unite to stop them, to expose them, and to nullify the voice of the old propaganda media that's been lying to the public for years and years and years. We need to silence them or be louder to where their voice means nothing because they're lying. You know, when we're telling the truth, our voice is louder. Those with the truth are louder than those with a lie. So, you know, we need to expose them. And, you know, that's what Vigilante News Press is about. But anyways, I thank you for your listenership. And if you have any comments or questions or whatever, just email us at vigilantenewspress@yahoo.com. That is vigilantenewspress@yahoo.com. You can also find us on Facebook or Planet InfoWars. You can also follow us at Twitter at Vigilante News. I also started another Facebook page called Men for Life, which is anti-abortion, anti-eugenicist, anti-euthanasia, anti-anything. You know, I'm not going to get into this pro-life versus anti-life thing, you know. I think we should step up to the plate and say, we're tired of your junk. You need to stop it. But anyways, I started a thing called Men for Life, which is supposed to be for men that are for life and expressing how upset they are about it. Maybe we could do protests together or something. I don't know. But anyways, store food, prepare, take it easy. God bless. Have a good week. Bye. I gotta see.
The day is free.